Inflation rears its head.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A key measure of wholesale inflation rose last month at about double the rate economists were expecting. Producer prices climbed by 1.8%, led by a surge in energy costs. Let's talk with Chief Economist Chris Lowe at FTN Financial with us live from New York. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Should we be worried about inflation now?
No, I don't think we should, which is something to say when the producer price index is up as much as it was, 1.8% today. But I think longer term, we'll see that inflation will calm down over the next couple of months.
What makes you say that?
Well, mostly because a lot of the increase in price we saw today reflects the weakness of the dollar in the first 11 months of the year. The good news is in December, the dollar has begun to strengthen again, giving us more purchasing power, pushing commodity prices down.
So the Fed has famously been walking this tightrope, trying to supply all this credit to the financial system, but not wanting to spark inflation. The Federal Reserve meets today and tomorrow to talk interest rate policy. Does this morning's report tip what they're going to do?
Well, I tell you what it does do is it probably makes them a lot more careful in what they say tomorrow afternoon when they make their announcement. The Fed's been walking a little softer on inflation. Now they will have to acknowledge that at least the numbers are getting big.
Interesting. Chief Economist Chris Lowe at FTN Financial joining us live from New York. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
America's biggest electronics retailer, Best Buy, said this morning its third quarter profit more than quadrupled, but its gross profit in the fourth quarter will be lower than expected. European stock markets are down about 1% this morning, and Asian stocks fell about the same amount earlier today. Wall Street managed some gains yesterday, with the Dow adding 29 points and closing at 10,501. New York's governor, David Paterson, said this week he's going to withhold $750 million in payments to schools and local governments because the state legislature couldn't close New York's budget shortfall. As Marketplace's Elisa Roth tells us, New York is not alone.
New York isn't the only one on an austerity program. States have been looking all over for places to cut their budgets.
Health and Human Services, programs to vulnerable populations, some education funding, a lot of higher ed cuts in the last legislative session.
Sue Uran is managing director of the Pew Center on the States. She says it'll probably get even worse next year because last year states had lots of stimulus money to help make up the difference. John Shore works on the state fiscal project at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. It's a think tank. He says it usually takes states longer to recover. Their revenue doesn't go back up until people start getting jobs again, and states have more expenses during a recession.
In a time of recession, public needs rise, and the ability of states to meet those needs declines. So the gap between needs and resources is continuing to grow.
Both Shore and Uran say it could be years before revenues get back to pre-recession levels, something that could have long-term consequences. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. By the Henry Luce Foundation, seeking to increase American understanding of East and Southeast Asia. And by Bank of America, 1 year into a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities.
For some of us, things at work are starting to slow down for the holidays. But for the people at FedEx, this is the busiest morning of the year. The company figures it'll ship more than 10 million packages today alone. What does that do to a human being? Let's find out by welcoming Greg Mulgard to the program. He's a manager at FedEx's hub at Los Angeles International Airport. And Greg, I can't believe you're taking the time to talk with me right now.
Oh, no problem.
What is the FedEx's LAX hub like on the busiest morning of the year?
It's like a controlled chaos.
How much control and how much chaos?
Control, 100%. Chaos is really not too bad. We got the right systems in place to handle all the packages as long as we staff up.
How much have you staffed up? How many extra people did you bring in for this time?
My operation in particular, we are pretty staffed up already. I have 44 employees that work for me on a sort, but we are bringing in anywhere from maybe 40 to 50 overtimers.
Help me picture it. Are you surrounded by stacks of brown cardboard boxes, or what does it look like?
It's not just brown cardboard boxes anymore. You know, it's a lot of different variations from, like, plasma TVs, computers, books. They come down, and we have them on our belt, and we process them, you know, at a good rate to go ahead and get everything loaded up and out on time.
Holiday shipping is one of those economic bellwethers. How busy is it this morning compared to a year ago?
A year ago, we did, on our busiest day, which was December 15th, we did about 12 million packages. This year, we're doing 14 million packages in our system.
Okay, so at least it's going the right direction for the economy.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company a little bit over 18 years now.
What's the most amazing technological advance for you, in your opinion, in those 18 years?
Right now, I'd say we have what's called a power pad, which the on-road couriers use. And it just has so much more information and makes the job so much easier. From back in the day when we used to have to pick up a package and actually look up the code in the book and write it on there with the marker, now everything is just punched in the power pad and it just prints out the label of where it goes.
Yeah, I don't care what your handwriting is like anymore, Greg. It's not my problem.
Yeah, it's probably good that I'm not writing on boxes anymore.
Oh, yeah? Greg Mulgard is a manager at the FedEx hub at L.A. International Airport on the busiest morning of the year. Greg, thank you for taking that time.
All right. Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
And finally, has this happened to you? It's late at night. You're quietly watching TV, getting drowsy, when suddenly...
Head-on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head-on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head-on. Apply directly to the forehead.
You are blasted awake by an ad. It seems like twice the volume of the show you were just watching. Well, today the House is scheduled to vote on a proposal to quiet those ads. There's already a similar bill in the Senate. It's called the Commercial Advertisement Loudness Migration Act of 2009, or CALM. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.